Good morning, Honey Ridge. Thank you for joining me, for joining us in our devotion this morning. We are on the James chapter 3 verses 13 to 18 passage this morning, and I'm going to be reading from the New International Version. The passage is titled Two Kinds of Wisdom. Reading from verse 13. Who is wise and understanding among you? Let them show it by their good life, by deeds done in the humility that comes from wisdom. But if you harbor bitter envy and selfish ambition in your hearts, do not boast about it or deny the truth. Such wisdom does not come down from heaven, but is earthly, unspiritual, demonic. For where you have envy and selfish ambition, there you find disorder and every evil practice. Verse 17. But the wisdom that comes from heaven is first of all pure, then peace-loving, considerate, submissive, full of mercy and good fruit, impartial and sincere. Peacemakers who sow in peace reap a harvest of righteousness. What a lovely passage. You'll recall from Peter Watson's devotion on the passage before this, that the focus was very much on how we control what we say, and the fact that a word, a comment, an outburst, not just verbally, but perhaps body language, perhaps the loudness or the intent with which it's said, can cause enormous hurt, enormous damage, and can dishonor the name of Christ so easily. We come to this next piece, and you have to think to yourself that in the context of James and the early church, that there was some sort of debate, certainly discussion about who is wise, who's actually the smart one, who actually knows what the right thing is. And this verse 13 starts off with the question, who? Who is wise and understanding amongst you? And there's a question mark. And in essence, the rhetorical answer would be expected to be a lengthy list of qualifications and referrals of in terms of who is wise. But instead, the answer that comes back is that it's the person who shows it by their good life, by the deeds that they do, and not just what they do, but how they do it. And they do it in the humility that comes from wisdom, and it's the wisdom that God gives. And then there's the contrast, and here's the contrast, and it fits very well with Clinton's sermon on Sunday. But if you harbor bitter envy and selfish ambition in your hearts, do not boast about or deny the truth. Such wisdom does not come down from heaven, but is earthly, unspiritual, demonic. For where you have envy and selfish ambition, there you'll find disorder and every evil practice. Clinton spoke very eloquently on the big green-eyed monster, and how the root of bitterness, envy, which manifests itself sometimes into jealousy, and he helped us see the difference between the two, that fine line. But the truth of the matter is that this is not about just a reflection on your actions, which is the reflection on the verse 13 saying, this is what it'll look like if you're wise. This is what it's saying, this is what it'll look like if you're unwise, and if it's a wisdom that doesn't come from God, and that it's underpinning root of bitterness is the beginning, that envy and selfish ambition. It's all about you, it's about what you want and what's good for you and what's best for you, and very little about God and about honoring God's purpose in being a blessing to others and doing good. I think the thing not to miss in this passage is the fact that it's not just about your actions, even though the actions in a sense reflect or a reflection of what's going on in your heart. But really it's a message to say that often if we hear what comes out of our mouths, if we see, as Peter referred to, what we think or what we type in our emails or on our WhatsApp or any other media that we use, but what really spews out of our life in whatever format is a reflection of what really is going on in our hearts. And I love the reaffirmation from verse 17, where it actually comes back again and says, but the wisdom that comes from heaven, the godly wisdom, and then it starts off, and you'll notice these are just foundational principles that we can just cross-reference into so many areas of the Bible. But it says, first of all, it's pure. In other words, it's God-honoring, it's holy, it has no ulterior motives, it's not laden with guilt or baggage or revengeful. It's pure. It's pure, God-honoring. Then the second thing is it's peace-loving. So it's not provocative. It's not insinuating things. There's no innuendos. It's peace-loving. It's considerate. And that talks of just a sensitivity and God's timing. It's submissive. It's not about me. It's all about God. It's my submission to doing what God wants. And what's God is God honoring. And so it's submissive. It's also placing others before yourself. It's full of mercy. It's not arrogant. It's just full of mercy. It's godly mercy and grace. Good fruit. Love, joy, peace, kindness. It's impartial. So it's not judgmental. It doesn't form opinions, but it's about wanting the best for you in the economy of God, in the economy of helping you be the most godly person you can be under Christ. And it's sincere. So there's no ulterior motive. It's genuine. It's from the heart. Sincere things come from the heart. And then there's that rapturous kind of statement at the end, which I absolutely love. Peacemakers who sow in peace reap a harvest of righteousness. It's God's way of doing things is the peacemaker way. And it's just, those are just beautiful words. But as we kind of this morning just look at these two kind of wisdoms, I want to challenge you as to the state of your heart. And typically, if you were to go to a cardiologist, he or she would spend time and use all sorts of equipment to analyze what's going on in your heart and to see how medically fit and strong and healthy your heart is. But spiritually today, I want to challenge you to just listen to what comes out of your lips. Listen to what you think in your mind. Listen to what you put on your WhatsApp. Listen to what you put in your emails. And ask yourself, is it first of all pure? Is it peace-loving? Is it considerate? Is it submissive, full of mercy? Is it a reflection of the fruit of the Spirit? Is it good fruit? Is it impartial? Is it sincere? And if it isn't, you need to talk to God. You need to address and recalibrate your heart. You need to sort your heart out with the Lord. And Peter led that very well in his devotion around repentance, in terms of how we are often verbally at fault. I'm asking you to dig a little deeper into your heart and to ask the Lord to help you. Ask Him for forgiveness. Ask Him for His grace, of which I love that verse, where sin abounds, grace much more abounds. And ask God to help you by His Spirit to learn to check yourself before you think, before you speak, before you WhatsApp, before you Twitter, before you email, and to apply these godly principles that James shares with his congregation, that you may be a peacemaker who sows in peace and reaps a harvest of righteousness, all to the glory of God. Let's pray. Father, indeed, these are challenging words, and in a world that promotes intellectual wisdom and places huge value on intellect and thought and prominence, we just bring ourselves before you this morning, and we would just ask that you would help us to understand the wisdom from heaven, godly wisdom, spirit-filled wisdom. And I just pray that you would help each one of us to analyze what comes out of our lips, out of our hearts, through our fingers, through our body language this morning, and for us to consider where we stand before you. Help us, like James preaches here, Lord, help us to speak, to think, to write, to Twitter, to WhatsApp, things that are pure, things that are peace-loving, considerate, submissive, full of mercy, full of good fruit, love, joy, peace, kindness, things that are impartial and sincere, all to your glory today. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.